It's 13 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor. Control of the U.S. Senate is up for grabs today alongside the U.S. presidential election. Republicans hope to protect their existing narrow majority, as Arizona Senator John McCain is hoping for a sixth term. The former presidential candidate casted his ballot today in Phoenix, but refused to talk about the presidential race.
I'm not going to talk about Donald Trump.
So you won't talk at all about Donald Trump?
No, I am not and have not and will not, okay? I will not.
Democrats could upset entrenched GOP incumbents in North Carolina and Missouri. The days leading up to the 2016 U.S. election have been a fun showing for the ages, but now it's into the final hours and emotions are high. Cheers and boos showered Donald Trump as he cast his ballot in Manhattan, while Democrat Hillary Clinton voted earlier this morning in Chappaqua. At the White House, U.S. President Barack Obama encouraged all Americans to participate.
Go vote! It's up to you.
Experts say if Clinton wins Florida and Pennsylvania, she would be almost unstoppable. Loyola College's new president spoke to media for the first time today. Dr. Anne-Marie Vaughn explained why she took the job.
What I was struck by with Loyalist was, first of all, the beauty of the surroundings. I've never in my career seen such a beautiful location and spot for a post-secondary institution. And for me, the obvious pride, the community pride in the college is evident. And you can see that as soon as you enter the grounds of the Loyalist community.
The city of Belleville is preparing to invest and revamp its transit system, and Loyalist students have a few suggestions. Scott Gardner has the story.
The city of Belleville is planning on investing in its transit system come 2017, and that news is music to the ears of perhaps its most loyal riders, Loyalist College students. Students like Brooke Fraser, who's unlucky enough to live just outside the Belleville city limits, which makes her commute every morning a nightmare.
Every morning I have to get my stepdad to drive me from my house to Walmart in order to even catch a bus. And then mornings that he can't drive me, I end up having to take a cab to school, which is like $30.
But the struggles aren't over when you board the bus. Because of limited scheduling, some students like Michelle Hatcher actually have to frequently miss class so that they can catch the bus home or to work. She thinks this could be remedied, at least in part, by shortening some of the bus routes.
I think it's because of how long the routes are. Maybe like splitting it up between like different buses, it could help everyone out.
Business student RJ Shadama agrees that some of the routes in Belleville are too long to reliably stay on schedule.
So we need to get maybe another two buses or something, or we can like reduce the stops so the bus doesn't stop every minute and reduce the time to get to the bus terminal on the time.
Scott Gardner, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 3:03 p.m. In sports, PEC's basketball program celebrated its 2016 senior night and in the process made school basketball history. Following a pregame ceremony that honored the play of nine graduating players, the Panthers took advantage of the Bayside Red Devils team, defeating them 45-24 in front of a full house. With the win, the girls ended the regular season with a perfect 10-0 record, capturing their title and making history, being the first team to ever go undefeated. The team will spend the next week getting ready for the semifinal game Wednesday, November 9th at home. Tip-off is at 4:30 p.m. The Picton Pirates gear up to face defending Empire B champions on Thursday, Port Hope. The Pirates are currently fourth in division at a .500 record of 7-7. The Toronto Maple Leafs will try to extend their win streak to four games as they host the Los Angeles Kings tonight. Nazem Kadri will be in the lineup after the league ruled his vicious hit on Daniel Sedin was indeed legal. The Leafs are currently sitting in the last wildcard position in the Eastern Conference. Two generational players will meet tonight in Pittsburgh as the Oilers' captain Connor McDavid faces Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby for the first time. 19-year-old Connor McDavid is tied for fourth in the NHL in points with 14 and 7 assists, ninth for the Pacific Division leading Oilers. Crosby has 8 goals in 6 games played. And that's it for sports. Now on to the forecast for Belleville. Tonight should be cloudy, a few showers beginning early this evening and ending overnight, then 40% chance of showers. Winds southeast 20 kilometers an hour, becoming north 20 after midnight, with the lowest plus 4. Tomorrow should be mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers early in the morning, clearing the morning, wind north 20 kilometers of the high of 8. At 3:05 p.m., it's 8 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dan Taylor. News on 91X is next at 4 o'clock.